It's a mystery straight out of an Agatha Christie novel, or maybe a spy thriller by Tom Clancy. Suddenly and without warning, the stock markets plunge. They don't fall, they plummet. They tumble nearly 1,000 points. And then they recover. No one knows why. It's a mystery. And time for the Wall Street detectives to...
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
You gotta follow the money.
The economy. Money.
Follow the money.
Finances. Wealth. Rich people.
Number one code of the streets.
Follow the money.
We're putting our best woman on the job. Louise Story of the New York Times will have the answers, because if she doesn't, no one does. And that's a hard act to follow.
Follow the money.
It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Monday, May 10th.
Poor Louise, man. I hope she has the answers.
That's her job.
She's a little nervous over there. Let's get right to the big story this morning. And the finances over in Europe and here in the United States are just one of the big stories, but huge story that broke late last night. President Obama expected to nominate Solicitor General Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court this morning. She would be the fourth woman to serve on the High Court, and if confirmed, the court will have three female justices for the first time. A lot of firsts for Elena Kagan. She's the first female Solicitor General, as well as the first woman dean of Harvard's law school. At 50 years old, she'd be the youngest justice and the first one in 40 years who's never been a judge. Earlier, we spoke with Jeffrey Rosen, law professor at George Washington University, and he told us Kagan is known for her economically populist positions.
The question is this a pro-corporate Supreme Court, and are the interests of ordinary Americans being slighted?
President Obama's announcement will be streamed live at thetakeaway.org at 10 a.m. Eastern.
The European Union has agreed this morning to create a nearly $1 trillion safety net for the euro.
We'll do whatever is necessary to defend the stability of the euro, and we have done just that.
That's European Commission President José Manuel Barroso. He says this plan is designed to stop the financial crisis in Greece from spreading. World markets are up sharply on the news. Dow futures are up almost 400 points in pre-market trading. That's a huge reversal from last week when the Dow, as we said earlier, dropped almost 1,000 points in a matter of minutes. We still don't know what happened, but with us is Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for The New York Times. And solve this mystery for us, Louise. Okay, what happened?
You know, we talk about the stock market, but there's actually not one stock market. It's like 50 markets with a mixed match of rules. And this mixed match of rules left us with this conundrum last Thursday.
Okay, we're going to get more details from Louise in just a moment. Stay with us.
A four-story containment dome unable to stop the oil from gushing into the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. BP's Doug Suttle, he's the chief operating officer, says it's time for Plan B.
We have a much, much smaller dome. We're progressing that. Hope to have that available to deploy, say, Tuesday or Wednesday.
If dome number two doesn't work, other backup plans include one that calls for building almost 70 miles of barrier islands by dredging sand and mud into the Gulf. New evidence in the Times Square bombing attempt, Attorney General Eric Holder told ABC News over the weekend.
We've now developed evidence that shows that the Pakistani Taliban was behind the attack. We know that they helped facilitate it. We know that they probably helped finance it and that he was working at their direction.
Later this hour, we're going to take a look at the American-Pakistani connection to that Times Square bombing attempt.
And we have lost a legend.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky.
Lena Horne, groundbreaking singer, actress, civil rights activist, passed away last night at the age of 92. She shattered racial boundaries. She was the first black woman to sign a long-term contract with a major studio, a contract that said she'd never have to play a maid.
And she never did. Asian and European markets, as we mentioned, both up. Futures way up. The Dow will begin trading at 10,380 and will bounce up right in the early going. And 1,110 is where the S&P starts. The NASDAQ opens at 2,265.
Later in the hour, we're going to be talking about mass transit. Have you ever tried a different way of commuting or carpooling to work? How did it work out? Give us your mass transit story. Jessica posts to our site, I'd love, love, love to take a train to work. But you can't. She lives in Detroit and works in Ann Arbor. You tell us what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.